Last night's debate between contenders for the Democratic presidential nomination saw the top polling candidates weathering attacks on healthcare experiences and big money donors. Bernie Sanders criticized Joe Biden, the front runner in national polls, and Pete Buttigieg, who leads polls in Iowa.
Now, there's a real competition going on up here. My good friend Joe, and he is a good friend, he's received contributions from 44 billionaires. Pete, on the other hand, is trailing, Pete. You only got 39 billionaires contributing. So, Pete, we look forward to you. I know you're an energetic guy and a competitive guy to see if you could take on Joe on that issue. But what is not a laughing matter, my friends, this is why three people own more wealth than the bottom half. This is why Amazon and other major corporations pay zero in federal taxes. We need to get money out of politics. We should run our campaigns on that basis.
Thank you, Senator Sanders. Vice President Biden, 45 seconds to respond.
My average contribution is $43, number one. That's number one. Number two, the idea that that the senator is suggesting that I am in the pocket of billionaires, when in fact they impose everything that I have ever done and continue to do. I have made sure from the very beginning, every one of my fundraisers is open to the press, every single solitary one, not one single time, period. And I've made sure that you know exactly where all the largest contribution I've accepted is $2,800, which is allowed under law. And I'm the first person to introduce the constitutional amendment to make sure that there is all public funding of elections and all private funding. And we all should make a commitment to that right now on this stage. In the meantime, you got to fund a campaign. And we, in fact, have funded a campaign, average contribution, $43.
Thank you, Vice President.
Race was also an issue as Democrats grapple how best to energize a base of Black, Latino and Asian American voters. All but one of the candidates on stage last night were white. The one Asian American, Andrew Yang, was asked what message that sends to voters.
It's both an honor and disappointment to be the lone candidate of color on the stage tonight. I miss Kamala, I miss Corey, though I think Corey will be back. I grew up the son of immigrants, and I had many racial epithets used against me as a kid. But Black and Latinos have something much more powerful working against them than words. They have numbers. The average net worth of a Black household is only 10% that of a white household. For Latinos, it's 12%. If you're a Black woman, you're 320% more likely to die from complications in childbirth. These are the numbers that define race in our country.